Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Normally, I'd have just some long-winded setup for this, but you just have to hear it. So this, okay. this is TikTok handle, social media handle is Jason America. Again, this is Jason Riley. He's a British influencer. Good dude.
Wait, his name is not Jason America. No. It is Jace in America. America.
Yes. Yeah. And he celebrates all things America.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, he, again, showed up at Army Navy and was repping the, I believe he, they split it. I believe Jace ended up repping Army, so he fell short in that game. Which we all thought was going to win.
Yeah, they were ranked.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of an upset for the cadets. But you just got to hear him. It's absolutely bonkers.
I think the whole of America is laughing at me right now. I did a video of me drinking an energy drink, and I've been drinking this drink all week, every morning, right? Except it's not an energy drink, is it, America? And it was a pint-sized can of Four Loko. Yeah, that's right, Four Loko. I'm there thinking people are looking at me funny because I'm drinking a massive can of energy drink at 9 a.m. No. I've got all of America thinking I drink beverages at 9 a.m. I was 100% certain this was an energy drink. I've been drinking this drink all week. Every time I have it, I get a little bit of a head fuzz. I'm ready to crack on with the day. I'm there thinking, wow, this Four Loko, I've got to bring this to the UK. It's making me do the work in double the time. I've got people telling me to go to AA meetings. Now it makes sense. So if you were one of these people that saw me with a can of Four Loko at 9 a.m. first thing in the morning, it's not an issue I've got. It was just an accident, okay? I thought it was an energy drink. Yep, America, I am mortified, and I promise to start reading the labels a little bit closer next time. Now this explains why I was getting the shakes. I'm so embarrassed. What? This is a nightmare.
Yikes.
Thank God it wasn't an original recipe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the thing about Four Loko, is that the original formula, that was
toxic.
It was killing people.
Yeah.
It had an obscene amount of caffeine.
It was caffeine and taurine, wasn't it?
Yeah. And guarana.
Guarana, yeah.
Yeah. And then it had
also the same stuff in like Red Bull and those things.
Yeah, right? I know, but it was like, if I remember right, I want to say it was like, wasn't it like 400 milligrams of caffeine? It was an obscene number, if I remember right.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But then it was also like at 13% or whatever it was, where you're just sitting there going, oh my goodness, 13% alcohol. And so it was just danger. It was danger in a can.
Oh, it was half that. Okay. So it was, there are two different sources here. One says 150, one says 200.
Still, is that all?
That's what I have in my energy drink literally right here, right now.
And that's original formula that you looked up there? By golly. It was,
but it's also like you just mentioned, 13% because it's malt.
Yeah, it was just gnarly, and it tasted awful.
Remember what we said opening the show about the Brits and the heat wave and how they can't really tell the difference between anything because all of their food tastes exactly the same, like nothing.
Ah, yeah.
When your palate is like that,
I guess so.
Also, like they aren't big on like malt beverages over there. They like their traditional waters.
They're not big on the Old English.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, no. That and their, like you said, a beverage in the morning.
Well, what are you going to tell me next? They don't wear London fog over there?
No.
Man.
That's an old man. Yes. That's an old man.
That's an old man cologne.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, a couple of things that threw me off, and I don't know why, for some reason. When I first heard him say pint-sized, I thought, oh, it's a little tiny Four Loko can.
No, I mean,
and then I went
pint-sized,
like pint, 16 ounces. But that thought me to think of this. Why is a Brit referring to it as pint-sized, and why did the mind your P's and Q's start, like, with the Brits? Because the P's and Q's means mind your pints and quarts, when those are not metric units of measurement, which they use over there.
I got nothing for you. I'll tell you right now.
Is this
Professor Hera, this is directed at you. Yeah.
This is the quintessential Jeff Rust is mad at something nobody can explain.
I can just go full Gandalf and just go, you shall not pass. That's all I've got, man. I'll tell you this, like when you go over there, you ask for a pint.
You know what? I get it,
but why aren't you asking for a half liter or a liter instead of a pint or a quart?
That's what Petro sold as.
They invented the foot, and not like the actual anatomical appendage, but a foot was the length of the king's foot.
I'll tell you right now, the if they did invent the naming of the appendage,
they don't use that either.
I'll just say that, you know, would it really surprise you if the Brits were into feet stuff?
No.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I mean, look, everybody.
That sounds like.
Those kinks are everywhere, man.
But I'm just saying, if it originated anywhere, I could see it on an island.
Oh, no.
In the fog.
No.
Yeah.
No, foot fetishes definitely originate in, like, the south of France or.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Caligula.
I'm going to go, like, Italy.
Scusi.
I'm going to go Italy because it's a boot-shaped country.
There you go.
And so they were just into the feet, like the whole country.
Have you ever made any mistake like this with any food or beverage or anything? Not necessarily to this point, but like...
I made that same mistake that he made with, you remember Sparks?
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
Yeah, made that mistake with Sparks in college. Had no idea. Didn't know what it was an energy drink. I didn't know what it was. It was the first time I saw it on the Siskiyou Boulevard 7-Eleven, and I had a Sparks.
There was one a few years ago. It was called Science, I believe, but it was spelled with like an X at the beginning of it.
Science.
Oh. Yeah. And I would, every now and then, I'd have one of those as my chaser for the old, you know, shots of good old Cousin Tito. Mm. And until one time.
A little up with your down?
One time as I took a swig of it after the shot, I almost passed out. And I was like, well, I think that's about enough of those.
You were double dipping there.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was
you gotta chase your chaser.
Mine was once with the Sparks because I took a drink of it and I said, this is terrible. Mm. And then I looked at him and went, oh, well, I'm still going to class. And
I went the other way and went with Tilt. Tilt was the other one that came out at the same time as Sparks.
Yeah.
But we did it intentionally because we were going to get tilted.
Oh, yeah. No, I had no idea what any of those were. And then had one. Didn't know why I got carded.
Mm.
But I did. Mm. And I was fine with it.
That wasn't your first sign?
No, I just thought, I was like,
what's
dude,
up? This isn't Sudafed.
It's like, there's a lot of energy in this.
Can we stop with that, by the way? I do the
thank all the meth heads,
dude. I do the checkout. You know, sick season comes up in the winter, and you buy the Sudafed or allergy season, whatever. And when I go to I'm bougie. I do the grocery delivery service because I just cannot be bothered to go spend an hour and a half at the grocery store. It's worth it for me to spend the money and not do it. But when I do go to the grocery store,
wait till you have kids, you'll love that time by yourself.
Oh yeah, well. But in that vein, there are times when you know you got to go get the ones and twos. Like the little one-offs. And I go through the self-checkout line, and I need to get an ID check to buy my one bottle of Sudafed. And the little person over there running the self-checkout has to come over and scan and check my ID. It's like, what are we doing?
Look, you know what? I would rather have to show my ID for Sudafed than go ask a store employee to unlock the laundry detergent.
That's a big one. There was
laundry detergent.
We had to go to a Walgreens down in LA. Literally, everything was locked.
Oh, you can go
everything
4 blocks away to the Fred Meyer right here.
Was locked.
There is a section when you go in there. Instead of having aisles, there is a pathway about as wide as a door. There are shelves that block it off. Like all of the self-hygiene things that honestly that get stolen, like razors and hair care products and all this stuff. It is in a U shape. And there's a register as you walk in and walk out. Like Heck it's yeah. completely self-contained. And
like the electronics section at Fred Meyer.
Yes, yeah. But it's with everything else, and it's totally self-contained. And even within that, it's still all locked up.
Yeah.
It's like, man. What the hell, man? There you go.
And back in my day, they only would lock up the condoms. They used to be like the only thing that would be locked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or they would have them behind the counter.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know where that was never a case? Texas.
Okay.
I don't know. You just like unlocked a core memory. I was like, you know what? Of all the things that were never locked up in the state of Texas.
That's a core memory for you?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why that just like popped into my head. I got nothing. Going
up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.